Well, and then James will sign the resolution, Larry, and you'll get the petition then. So, all right, we'll get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call the Auto Mall and Retail Public Infrastructure District to order. Today is June 30th. It's 10:34 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen, and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record. We'll start with the board. James, your chair, you want to start?
James Horsley, Chair.
Larry Myler, member.
Heather McDougald, member.
Tyler King with Snow, Jensen, Reese, District Council.
Right, that's everyone I show. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. First up, board, are our board meeting minutes from May 5th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
Look accurate to me.
That look good.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve those?
I move to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Great.
Second.
Thanks. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Nope. There we go. So here's the resolution. Just you guys know it simply walks through saying we're going to annex the property, lists it out. Tyler, I don't know if you have anything you want to add for the resolution. You're still on mute, Tyler.
Sorry.
There you go.
No, from what I understand, you guys have done a couple of annexations already. This follows more or less the same format. Says we're annexing the 3.61 acres that are identified in the plat, and that's covers most of it. Happy to answer any questions.
Let's see. Did you say what was the acreage you just mentioned?
3.61.
Okay. Yep. That's it. Thanks. Broke up.
Okay. James, Heather, you guys good?
Yes,
yep.
I reviewed it okay. Before. It looks fine.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve resolution 2025-02?
I so move.
I move.
Thanks, Heather.
Second.
Thanks, Larry. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, that's everything on the agenda. I will send out... Well, I'll send to Braden. He and I talked earlier. So I'll send this stuff to Braden. He'll coordinate with you guys getting it signed. Once it's signed and we get it back, we'll submit it to the Lieutenant Governor so we get the certificate. Once the certificate comes back, we will do a requisition. That way we can get it in and get the money back out from the restricted account once we get the certificate. So look for that to come. James, Larry, either one of you can sign that, or Heather, you could sign that requisition and then we'll get it turned in. So,
okay.
Does that sound like a plan?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. And then did you guys see the email that Matt sent? It's been a few weeks ago about the Crescent annexation piece and how that didn't qualify for the restricted account. So I just wanted to make sure you saw it.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Could you walk us through that quickly?
Yeah, Braden and I had talked about when you guys did the annexation of what's the Crescent piece, what we called the Crescent piece. Matt went back through and read through all the governing documents and the original where it talks about it in the indenture. About that piece and what was eligible for the restricted account, that one was outside of what we could go get reimbursement for. So that's why we weren't able to get any money back for that annexation piece.
So not quite sure what that means. So it's been annexed, is that correct?
It has been. It was the 15, I want to say acres, maybe a little more.
Yep.
Right.
So
and any buildings on that will be assessed and payments will be made toward the payment of the PID. Is that correct?
Yes, all that's still good. What we were hoping to do when Braden and I had talked was to see if that qualified for some of that restricted account money that we could go make a requisition for, but it didn't qualify.
Okay, it didn't qualify, meaning we can't draw money to do any work or infrastructure on it. But my question is, did we get credit for that in the annexation as to money that can be drawn elsewhere in the project?
Yeah, so any PID money can be used on that property. It was just we wanted to get reimbursed or get a requisition to get that money out of the restricted account for the purchase of the land. But we weren't able to do that. Like with this, we'll get the reimbursement for the 3.61 acres out of the restricted account. We just couldn't do that out for the Crescent piece.
Okay, but
I'm
as we
probably
continue to annex,
confusing you.
it is confusing. That's why I'm asking questions, if you don't mind. So,
Yeah.
as we annex more into the project and have more funds available, we can or cannot use funds to do work on the Crescent piece.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yep. Any construction that takes place on it, absolutely we can. The issue was whether or not what it costs to buy the Crescent piece, if we could get money
Right.
back for that, and we couldn't.
Okay.
But yeah.
That was never my question, but
Oh, okay. I know Braden had just asked if we could, and so we looked into it and we couldn't, so.
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I understand now.
Okay. Well, that's everything I've got. So if you guys will look for the resolution and then the petition to sign, once we get that back, we'll get it turned in. So,
Okay.
okay. If you guys don't have anything else for us, take a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thanks, James. Thanks, Heather. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Hey, good to see you guys.